It is time for Radio Theater. Today we are focused on The Rubber Chicken and their 9th annual holiday sketch comedy review, and it is The Cursed Nobel, or I Saw Dylan Dissing Santa Claus. We have the director, Kathy Padezwa, here on the line. Good morning. Well, good morning. Hey, thanks for joining us on Radio Theater.
Yes, thank you.
Is this the last weekend at Spirit of the North Theater here in Duluth?
No, it's not. Actually, we've got next weekend. And tonight is one show only this weekend because of Christmas. But next weekend, it's the 30th and the 31st, and we actually have 3 shows. We have a matinee on Saturday at 2, and the other shows are at 7:30.
Fantastic. So tell us about the play, Rubber Chicken Theater, putting on a new production.
Yes. So, yes, it's a brand new show. We wrote it. We started writing it in November 1st. And this is a show, Holiday Review. People are probably familiar with it, a lot of people. And we do a lot of sketches about things that happen up here in Duluth, Superior, and other areas of the region. And this year, I'm directing it, and I'm in it, and was a writer. And actually, this is one of the most collaborative groups, I think. I think everybody wrote something for this show. We've got 6 performers in the show, and our tech guy wrote stuff, and we had other people writing stuff. So this year, we're looking inward a little bit, and looking at things that are common to families and friends, and finding the humor, I think, in relationships. And I feel like this show is a warm show, and it's trying to be a kind show. I think I felt like we needed a little bit of kindness this year. It was a rough year for a lot of people.
Tell us about the title. It is The Cursed Nobel, or I Saw Dylan Dissing Santa Claus.
Yeah, so of course, Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize and then initially said he wasn't going to go. And so then we came up with that title. And then he said he was going to go, and so suddenly we're scrambling for a new title. But luckily, at the last minute, he changed his mind, and so we went with that original titled The Cursed Nobel. We do have a carol called The Cursed Nobel in our show to sing about what happened with that. We incorporate a lot of carols to sing about local issues or things that are happening around Christmas. We just take regular carols and punch them up a little bit, make them funny.
How many people collaborated on a writing of this one? You said everybody. Is that?
Yeah. Really. So we have six people in the show. We've got our tech guy who wrote a bunch of stuff. We have people who have been in the show previous, Jeremy Churchill and Sherry Tesarek, who wrote some things for us. There's a Jason Johnson has written a few years, and he's with one of the local newspapers. So we had probably a group of 10 kind of working on this. What we do is we get together and just brainstorm, and the ideas that float to the top, people just take them home and write some sketches and come back. And we're doing some stuff on the windstorm. We're doing some stuff on one of the cast members who has a lot of health, kind of funny little health concerns that she freaks out a little bit about. So she wrote a sketch about that. We've got a sketch about how Christmas keeps kind of hogging the spotlight around the holidays, and the other holidays are mad. So
this is a really lighthearted, bringing some humor into looking back at this year.
Yes, right. And this year was so intense, I think, politics, that there are no overtly political sketches. A lot of times what we do is, we'll use local politicians and do a video with them, or we'll write sketches that deal with politics. But I felt like everybody needed a break. So we're looking at kind of social dynamics and yes, trying to keep it very lighthearted.
Well, the whole Rubber Theater, Rubber Chicken Theater, you guys are so creative. And if people don't know how funny it is, what do you hope people get out of this? Is it really just that humor, that good laugh to bring family and enjoy?
Yeah, I hope people, yes, come and laugh, that people have enjoyed the show so far. I hope people feel, what I really wanted was to sort of wrap them in happiness with this show. and also make them think. We've got some sketches that they do deal with politics, but it's a kind of in not an overt way. And social dynamics and societal norms. So I hope that people will come and enjoy themselves and kind of bask in the warmth of the holidays and the community, because this show is I think it's very important in building community in Duluth and Superior and laughing at ourselves.
Right. And it even has some topical Duluth things in it, for sure.
Yes, for sure. It always does.
Hey.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this Friday. And have a great last weekend, next weekend, and, of course, tonight.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you. And there, Kathy Padeswa from Rubber Chicken Theater, the show The Cursed Nobel, or I Saw Dylan Dissing Santa Claus, playing tonight at 7:30 at the Spirit of the North Theater in the Fitkers Complex. And then again, next weekend, the 30th and the 31st at 7:30, plus this year a 2 p.m. matinee performance added on New Year's Eve. Radio Theater is supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. You're listening to 103.3 KUMD. This is Northland Morning.